Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.
You know, we talk a lot on these shows about Eastern and Western medicine. We have some mainstream shows, and we have some shows with complementary medicine. Well, our Dr. Holly Lucille, who is such an expert, naturopathic doctor, she's such an expert educator. She knows about all of these things that bring it all together. And we're talking about herbs from around the world and how important these things have been around for thousands of years. So there definitely has to be something to them. Welcome to the show, Dr. Holly. I love having you on. Let's
love
start
it.
With
love being here.
It's so much fun. And you know, curcumin, we hear about turmeric, we hear about the color and how good it is for us. Tell us about it and how much of it we need to make a difference.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, one of the biggest things that I want to say about herbs in general is if you look at the World Health Organization, herbal medicine is the number one utilized modality in the entire world. So as you said, you bet there is something to it. I mean, these are, when I was at naturopathic medical school, yeah, taking pharmacology, it was tough. Three different trimesters going back and forth regarding mechanism of action, all these drugs and side effects, which were numerous. But you know what was more difficult? It was taking the pharmacognosy of botanical medicines, because plants have so many actions. Curcumin, as you know, we hear about it. It is hot topic. So turmeric, we know that's the herb. Curcumin is really the superstar. It is it's the compound from that tuber that we know kind of riddles our Indian food, what have you. And it is absolutely amazing. And one of the things that it makes it amazing and very medicinal is that it hits different pathways. So I have had not only clinical studies, but in my practice, diabetes, Alzheimer's, depression. The research on depression, you know, depression is, I would say, a very heterogeneous syndrome. Everybody it presents with it differently. The causes are differently. But curcumin, because of its multimodality approach, has been able to, unlike synthetic drugs, really work against. We also know curcumin very much for cancer and inflammation and pain, but there is so much that this lovely, lovely compound from the herb turmeric can do.
So can we just go and buy at Whole Foods a bottle of turmeric that, you know, and just in this little yellow, it's a powder and it's yellow, it's a beautiful color and it adds color and pretty good taste to a lot of things. How much should we be using, or do you prefer we take this in a supplement form?
All right, so this is one of the most dose-dependent herbs that I know of, okay? So turmeric is very difficult to be absorbed. So, and you would have to eat, believe me, you would have social issues, I think, and you might also turn orange if you ate enough to actually deliver a functional dose, okay? But the curcuminoids actually are pretty difficult to get into your bloodstream. And there's several forms out there that are increasing the absorption. Curamin is a product. There's Theracumin also is a product. These are some of the companies that are manufacturing the curcuminoids in ways that actually can get into your bloodstream. So I say you got to do your research. We want to increase that bioavailability because we do want it to really deliver a functional dose when you're using such a powerful herb.
So you want us to take the supplement, and just very quickly before we move on, how often?
Really, if you've got the right dose, once to twice a day is going to do the job.
Rock on. And some of these herbs, Dr. Holly, and when I first started and I was sort of a non-believer, but I am now, I was wondering the how. How do you know? How do you know if they work? How do you know if you're getting the anti-inflammatory effects? How do you know if it's helping to reduce heart disease, diabetes, all of these things? You know, unless you have arthritis and it gets better from something like this, how do you know?
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, if you start getting results, you always want to follow your body and follow your symptoms. But if you really want some compelling sort of marry in the research, go to PubMed.com, stick the word in, and see what comes up. See how we are actually taking these compounds, taking a look at how they perform clinically, and using that information to make better products to really ultimately first do no harm, because these plants have very few side effects when it comes to using them medicinally as compared to synthetic drugs.
Now, what about comfrey from Germany? What do we use? How do we use that?
Well, I say there's a cream out there. I wrote a book on this. It's called comfrey cream. It's trauma plant. Now, the reason that I love this, because in first doing no harm, I think NSAIDs are completely overused. We've got and deaths from the amount of Tylenol usage, the number one cause of liver failure, okay? Appropriate use, okay? So this is appropriate use. This isn't abuse. But I see people taking that ibuprofen. You got a headache. You've got a muscle ache. You've got a hangover. It's just too much because in the side effects, the risk-benefit ratio, it's not there for me. When there's a very comforting alternative, and that's effective, and that's comfrey cream. It's trauma plant. I use it all the time, and it's extremely beneficial as a pain reliever. And comfrey, its original name is bone set. It actually could set a bone. That's how powerful this plant was and still is. And now you can get it in a cream form. It's called Trauma Plant. I love it. I have it everywhere. I have a tube in my purse. I have a tube in my gym bag. I have a tube everywhere.
It's called Trauma Plant. I'm getting it. I'm going to get it today, and I'm going to keep tubes all around because I got a couple of kids, and we get things happening all the time. So if it helps to hasten.
First on, first aid. Strains, sprains, bruises. I mean, it's just a really powerful herb. And once again,
we've got
great manufacturing companies just trying to get these lovely herbs from plant to product.
And what about echinacea? Boy, we've been hearing about echinacea for years and years. Then people said it didn't work, and then it did, and then it didn't. And it's in part of, you know, airborne and all of these coldies and things. Is echinacea still really that important to us?
Well, here, there's a specialized extract that's actually derived from echinacea angustifolia. All right, so that's a different strain than what we're talking about when it comes to the immune system. This little strain, this little extract, has actually been proven to help reduce anxiety. As certain prescription medications. And once again, it does it without the side effects. And I think that's just the really key point.
When we're looking for it, Dr. Holly, what do we look for? Because we only have 1 minute left, and I want to get to the last. What do we look for when we're looking for that echinacea?
All right, so here it is. Echinacea angustifolia. That is
angustifolia.
That's the extract that you want.
Okay, so you look for that, and it can help with anxiety. And now, what about angelica? You know, from Iceland. Tell us about this angel herb.
The angel herb. All right. Well, you know, Dr. Teitelbaum has a saying about leaky bladder. It was so funny. I laughed so hard. Tears ran down my legs. Okay. So this is exactly for that. This is. Actually, a proven herb, Angelica, Archangelica from Iceland, that helps restore bladder function, increase bladder volume, so you decrease the need to go.
Wow. And that's so good for us women, you know. As you say, I laughed so hard, tears ran down my legs. That's freaking hilarious because, boy, I've had two kids, and sometimes it happens, and Kegels sometimes are just not enough.
Exactly.
So where do we get this angel's herb?
So Saga Pro, actually, there's a company that is has a product called Saga Pro. So that will contain that lovely herb, Archangelica, and it's very effective. Clinical studies, once again, because what do you do for overactive bladder? You get on one of those things, they're anticholinergic, you have a tremendous amount of side effects. Often they don't work. I've seen it with my mom. So for urinary incontinence, stress incontinence, that, to me, is where people lose sleep. They have to get up so many times during the night, and sleep is
totally
so important. So once again,
and we know that sleep is absolutely, these are great. We talked about the four, and you can listen again on demand and on the go so that you can hear all that great information Dr. Holly just gave. It's so important. And as she finished with, sleep is absolutely important. If these things help you sleep, that'll help you too. You're listening to Health Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.